I got this.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, live on Jethro Country with a twist. God, we're glad to be here. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We got somebody on the live line right now, a guy we haven't talked to in a bit.
That's right. It is none other than Crankinopolis, Jim Crank from Cranker's Brewery, the madman of Big Rapids. How are you, buddy?
Go Bulldogs. Hey, I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Well, I brought Jop that nice little keto treat you gave me when I was up there. And yes. We're sipping on one right now, and I want Jop to give you his impression.
That's my impression. Crank, where were you when I was cutting 60 pounds and I had to take beer out of my diet because it was all loaded with carbs, man? You're a godsend, man. A 3.3 gram.
We've been working on that. You need to check in with me a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Touche.
We've been working on that beer for a long time. We could have used you as a test.
Dummy.
Which we did.
You can say
my son James, and he lost about 45 pounds and just drank the keto beer, and we got it dialed down to about 3.2 carbs for 12 ounces, 7% ABV, and you tell me what you think of the flavor. I think it's got a lot of flavor for us.
It does. It has a
low-carb beer.
Yes, sir. It has a ton of flavor for a low-carb beer. I'd been hammering this stuff all summer. Hey, so tell me, how do you do that? How do you take a carb out of a beer? Because it's naturally a grain product, which are loaded with carbs, right?
Right. Basically, we just break it down to take all the sugar out of it, just getting the sugar, boiling the sugar out of it, which keeps the carbs out of it.
So you're going to use less malt then?
Yeah, it's just basically a formula that we have to take out all the sugar. Yes.
So what exactly. You're saying is you don't want to tell us. I get it.
Right. Yeah. You're getting a flyover job. You're not going to be able to read the belly of the plane.
There's a little bit of secret to it, and it's very difficult to keep it dialed in between that ABV. That is really the secret to the.
So yeah, now there are other keto beers on the market, but it doesn't surprise me that you took time to tweak this thing, because most of the other ones that I've ever had are only like 3.2 or 3.5, because when they took all the sugar out of it, the alcohol went with it, right?
Correct.
And
correct.
So it's kind of masterful what you've done, because you know, you don't need to drink. Here's the other thing. If you want to get a little glow going, which, you know, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I drink beer.
7.2 ABV.
Right. Yeah. I don't need to drink six of them to get a little juicy.
And at first we were like, we wanted it to be around a 5.5%. And then with the flavor profile we got out of it at like 6.9 to 7.1, we said, you know what, this has got flavor. And everybody that, you know, I mean, it's a bitter beer. If you like, you know, IPAs, I think it's got a lot of flavor. And, you know, it's not your Michelob Ultra or anything like that, but it's got a beer with some gumption to it, and it's got some substance and a little kick, and we're happy with it.
Did you copyright the name?
Yes, we did.
How about that?
About 4 years ago, we copyrighted the keto name, and so we're the only one that can call the beer keto, and we think that it's got a lot of life out there.
And you don't really mess around with distribution, so if they want to get this, they got to come see the Cranker operation.
We have distribution. It's out there in distribution right now. We just haven't kicked it in that high, because we've got a lot of other products right now that we've got out there, so we can only make so much. So we're keeping it, we're not selling it to the big box stores, let's put it that way. So a lot of your small stores will have it. You know, we're not selling it to the big stores and stuff like that. So,
well, this is remarkably good, and I'm not blowing smoke up your crank.
I appreciate that, because I think it is too, and a lot of people that are, you know, cutting the carbs have really been impressed with it. So we're very happy.
So can I get it in your the brewery? The cans are available in the store.
Oh yeah, we have it in the cans right now. You can't, because we're sold out, but we do have it on draft. And I had three cases to take left with us. I mean, it's selling. Let's put it that way.
Well, good. So in 2 weeks, when I come up there for homecoming,
bring your growlers.
I guess I got to bring growlers. You won't have more cans by then, or will you?
You can can it from the our can. We have a little small canning line on the thing, but I can get you some cans.
Are you saying I know somebody? I might be able to pull a string and
bring your growlers, Joppy. I got a whole bunch of them.
Since you are a bulldog.
Right, yes,
So what you really opened up there initially was a Coney Island restaurant, because you're one of those Greek town boys from Detroit, and the name of the game down there is Coney Island.
Yep, yep, yes it is. And that's what we, I used to own a food service company. We used to sell to all the Coney Islands, and one day I said, these guys are making all the money. You know, I'm going to open up Coney Island up in northern Michigan, mid Michigan, and we did in Big Rapids, Mount Pleasant, Grand Rapids. Now we just have the Big Rapids location left, and we still do the Coneys. We still stick to what we started with as far as the food goes, and you know, we do it the Detroit style way. That's all I can say.
So if people aren't familiar with the Detroit style, give us a quick overview of that, Jim.
So the Detroit style is a natural casing hot dog. We use a bun that comes out of Detroit, Metropolitan Baking Company now. And we use a chili block that we do a little bit of tampering with to make it to our style. We add some things to it. And it's chili, mustard, and onion. That's what it is.
You know, my wife went down to the Eastern Market last year, and there was a butcher down there selling those Coney chili blocks. And she bought me one. And that was really cool to have that, because, you know, I called you a million times when I was trying to make my own. It was way easier just to buy that and add water and whatever else you want to it.
Well, I would imagine that as a bulldog, Crank might sell you a bucket of it, too, if you want to bring it home. Freezes okay, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very good. They freeze good. You can cut them up into smaller pieces. And, decent thing.
So the other beer that you had that I thought was absolutely fantastic was your blood orange.
Yes.
That was crazy good.
Yes.
Is that a seasonal, Jim?
One of our new items called Blood of Crank, and it's we're
Blood
just making it available now in package. So it's
just in time for Halloween, Blood of Crank.
Just in time for Halloween, yep. We're getting it out there, and we're actually going to be at the Manistee Beer Festival this weekend, with our kickoff on that. So you'll be seeing it out, I think, a lot in the smaller venues right now, smaller stores, and we'll be getting it out there.
Awesome.
Very good. Very good. So you still making the Professor?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Didn't you used to mix that with something, maybe that Irish red, and call it like an Irish Professor or something?
We did. We made it the Irish Setter. And,
oh, that's right.
And yeah. we still do that at the pub. We still have, there's pubs across Michigan that still use that. We mix it pretty much 50-50. I like it about 60-40 with the Professor and 40% with the red. And I think it makes a really nice, unique tasting beer.
Yeah, absolutely does. Absolutely does. Well, Jim, it's you're on the golf course, right?
Yes. Yes, I am. Well, getting ready to putt and for a lot of money here. So,
oh, yeah. So are we.
so far, hasn't been too good.
Right, yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Thanks for making time for us. We're really looking forward to seeing you here in a couple of weeks. Going to roll up there and I'll darken your door, and maybe I'll try to catch you between shifts so we could sit down and catch up a little bit. But it's real good to talk with you, man.
I'll be there all day. Go Bulldogs. And, you know, we got a hell of a football program there, and we're building on it. So we'll be definitely there with our colors on and ready to go.
Hey, one last question. You still doing that team dinner right before the game every time?
Oh, yeah, pregame. Yes,
hell,
sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
You know,
yes,
if they're feeding the football team there, there's good food at Crankers. You
oh,
got
yes.
you got
yes,
to go.
Yeah, thanks for that, bro.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yep. Cheers.
Cheers.
See ya.
Jim Crank, Crankers Brewery in Big Rapids, Michigan. You got to get up there if you're headed north. It's worth the side trip. And if you're in Big Rapids, it's right on Main Street.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yep. Awfully good. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to do a little jerk chicken. Stick with us. We'll be back.